Episode 2, Two Decades with Jay Flats. That's me. This episode is entitled Simple Math. Sometimes you don't know what skill sets you've learned when you were younger are going to come into play. I had no idea that when I worked in a baseball card shop in high school, collating cards, counting cards, sorting cards into rows, columns, teams, leagues, organizations, alphabetical, numerical. I had no idea that my simple math of counting cards, I was so good that you could just hand me a stack of cards and I could tell you how many was in them without counting them. I didn't know that simple math was going to come into play when I moved to Hollywood. Subconsciously, it came into play later. When I first got to L.A., I was doing background work, extras work on TV shows like Gilmore Girls, Boston Public, Popular on WB, and movies like The Princess Diaries. Shout out to Casey Perez. Some Malibu dancing. And I got cast one day to be an audience member for a TV show, and I didn't know that was a thing. I didn't know you could get paid to be in the audience of a television show. And I was sitting there working on a show called Street Smarts, game show hosted by Frank Nicotero, extremely talented comedian. But I started looking around the set, and I'm thinking, you know, I don't want to be a paid audience member. I don't want to do that for a living. I'm looking at all the jobs that are around. There were dozens of people working on the set of this small game show. And I asked the audience coordinator who brought all of us in. He was, you know, keeping track of people, who got in, how many, each group, stuff like that. And I asked him, you know, very politely, how do you go about getting a job like yours? And he said, you know, we're not hiring right now, but if you want to go fill out an application, we have an office in Burbank. And literally 10 minutes later, we broke for lunch and we were released because they brought in a different audience in after lunch. And I went straight to the office in Burbank and started filling out an application. And this guy, Alan Alvendano, who is an extremely talented makeup artist, at the time he was working for on-camera audiences, he looks over the cubicle wall to me and says, "Hey, I had somebody call into work. Can you work right now?" And I said, "Absolutely. Well, what do you need me to do?" And he said, "Well, we're doing just a musical performance over at Mad TV. I want to send you over there right now to help out." I said, "Great." I went straight from Burbank to Hollywood and was helping out at Mad TV. They had school groups and ticket holders and VIP guests, and I never even made it in the studio that night. I was just ushering people from the street through the gate, through security, to the stage, to the studio, to the bathroom, basically. That's why I was telling adults where to go to the bathroom all night long. But I liked it because I felt like I was part of a team. I felt like I was part of something other than just being, you know, a paid audience member or background or an extra. And so I did a good job, and they asked me to come back the next day. And unfortunately, three of the four people who were supposed to be working the next shift the next day were stuck in traffic. So I'm showing up on time, but I'm the newbie, and I'm not exactly sure what to do. Over 100 people have arrived to come to this show, whether they're VIP, ticket holders, or school groups, or whatever. And so I just started separating them. Okay, this group go over here, this group go over there. And the boss of the company at the time, owned by Chris and Karen Cavarosi on camera audiences, Chris Cavarosi shows up. And those other employees are late, but I'm already there getting people through security and keeping track and letting them sit on the benches and stuff like that. And so Chris walks up and he goes, "What group are you with?" And I go, "I'm with on-camera audiences." And he laughs and says, "Well, that's my company." And I said, "Well, Alan hired me last night, and I worked Mad TV last night, and I'm here working today." And he said, "You know, where is so-and-so?" And I go, "I don't know who that is. I'm, you know, it's my first day yesterday." And he goes, "Well, what do you got through the gate already?" And I go, "I only let red tickets," and they were long rectangular red tickets that were handed out on Hollywood Boulevard. And so I look at my ticket stack, and I had numbers on them, and I had learned the night before that if you write the number of how many people are in the party and then circle it once they go through security, that means that they've made it inside. So I look at this stack of tickets, and sure enough, simple math, I go 2, 4, 8, 10, 12, 14, 18, 20, 22, 26, 28, 34, blah, 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 blah. There's 78. And he looks at me and goes, count that again. And I went back through it, 2, 4, 8, 10, 12, blah, 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 all the way up to 78. And he just gives me a look of like, you know, kind of like a proud dad thing, like right away. And before you know it, my simple math, my simple knowledge of adding basic numbers up quickly that I had obtained by working in that baseball card shop actually came into play, because it wasn't more than a few more shifts that I was asked to step up. I went from 12th on the roster in the schedule to number 2 behind this guy, Michael, that had been with the company for a really long time. And I started coordinating my own shows. I worked on The Late Late Show with Craig Kilborn on the CBS lot, which I loved working on that show. And the simple math really came in handy, because there was really only about 85 seats total in that audience. It was a small audience, even though Craig Kilborn would walk out, pretend to wave to the balcony. There was no balcony. So it was just simple math. It was how many VIP groups, how many ticket groups, how many school groups were there doing fundraisers, and if you had a bunch of tickets, how did those tickets get there? Were they ticketed, printed off the website? Were they handed out on the boulevard? Were they requests from the ticket booth at the CBS lot? So I just had to break down and use simple math to get ahead. And I'm not a math guy. I didn't like algebra. I wasn't a fan of math when they started adding letters to math. That didn't help me. But this skill set that I had acquired when I was younger, it came back to help me get ahead, because I went from scrambling to get extras work and background work on TV shows to working pretty much full time for 5 years. I worked for this company on 100 different television shows all over the city. And it was because I had an opportunity. I was in the right place at the right time. And I had, you know, a good grasp of simple math to help me get ahead. So if you're listening, I want you to think about, you know, sometimes it's just about being able to draw from your personal experiences that help you get ahead. I didn't know that working at a sports card shop was going to help me later on, using simple math to count people instead of cards. And when I started working on these different shows, I really took the opportunity to learn. I felt like I was going to production school. I started watching all of the individual jobs on set, from the cameramen to the lighting guys to the script supervisors to the warm-up comedians. And I started watching these amazing warm-up guys. I even started going to TV shows when I wasn't working just to watch them. There were guys like Ron Lester and Roger Lundblad. And these guys had been seasoned veterans that had been doing it for a long time. Bill Sindelar at the Wayne Brady Show. That's where I first met Bill. And he does, you know, some of the top shows. And it was really just simple math that got me a job to where I could kind of, you know, anchor my feet into Hollywood. And if you guys have any stories like that, I'd love to hear them. Feel free to hit me up, jflatsinc@gmail.com, or just go to Instagram, jflats. That's episode number 2. I look forward to hearing your comments and interacting with people. It's 2 decades in LA. I'm going to just start pulling stories out of my imagination and my brain, whatever I can remember after the cloudiness and all the traffic I've sat in over the years. 2 decades, Jay Flats. Thanks for tuning in.